joining us as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Today in particular, we're going to look at God's work of creation. So question 9, what is the work of creation? The work of creation is God's making all things of nothing by the word of his power in the space of 6 days, and all very good. And so we see the work of creation. So this is, remember, we've dealt with God executes his decrees by the works of creation and providence. So before all worlds, before he created, there was the triune God. That's it. Nothing besides God. And so out of his good pleasure, he creates all things of nothing. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. So, that when God spoke, the nothingness obeyed. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So the Son is the agent of creation. So the Father decrees, the Son speaks. And we see in Genesis 1, the Spirit of God hovering over the face of the waters. But out of nothing, there was nothing, and so all things are subject to him and are upheld by the word of his power. In the space of 6 days, there's a lot of controversy around this. There's a lot of discussion. There's a lot of misuse of this. And what I mean by misuse is many will take passages in later commentators such as Augustine, who seems to deny creation in the space of 6 days. But if you read Augustine carefully, what he's actually arguing for is instantaneous creation and that God didn't use the means of 6 days. So you have to be careful. But even though that's what Augustine thought, that's not our authority. Authority is what does Scripture say? I even know of one individual who, when confronted, who always confronts those who hold to 624, this is a minister, 624 creation, and he puts a rock, says, so you're telling me this rock is however many years old they want to say it is, which is wrong-headed because he's allowing what science says about a rock to go in place of Scripture, because Scripture is the final authority. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. I know your translation says the first day, but in Hebrew it's Yom Echad. That's the ordinal number. I'm sorry, that's the cardinal number, one day, as opposed to the ordinal, first. And so days 2 through 7 are 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. But it's one day. So this morning and evening, evening and morning becomes the defining characteristic of a day. This is how God is defining days, evening and morning. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. So even the logic that God gives us for keeping the Lord's day, now from the creation of the world until the resurrection of our Lord, it was the seventh day, and the Lord's day is moved to the first day in recognition of the resurrection, but that's, we'll get there when we get to the Ten Commandments. But we see again the logic behind the fourth commandment is the creation in the space of 6 days. So in the space of 6 days, and all very good. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. And so he sees all of this and he says, it is good. It is very good. So that all of creation is good, that we do not need to deny creation. Now, when we get to the fall and revolt of man, we're going to see that there is a corruption, there is a futility to it, so therefore you cannot look at creation and say, well, to fight this corruption is to fight God, as, say, existentialism puts forth and other forms of philosophy try to say, oh, to fight creation is to fight God. No, we're not fighting creation. We're fighting the corruption in creation that is the result of man's revolt and sin against God. Thank you for joining us, and God bless.